Coming week, it's Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera has many, many different elements, many, many different aspects. In last week's Parsha, Rispin Absorum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu he's going to have a son. V'yomer Avram, Shem Elokim, Nuch Olech Hariri. V'hineh Dvar Hashem Elov Lemo, V'yirosh Chazah. The Yerusha will not come via Yishmael. The Messiah and building of Klal Yisrael and the bris with Eretz Yisrael will come Yotel Sochutza. So Rashi tells us, and that's part of the bris Ben Absorim. Bris Ben Absorim tells us a very, very simple, straightforward idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avram. That bris will be fulfilled, come what may. Generally, Kadosh Baruch Hu works within Teva. He has to work outside of Teva. He'll work outside of Teva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris with us will be fulfilled no matter what. He said, "Say mitzvah. Don't tell me that she's physically incapable. No such thing." We talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu, understand Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in absolute and complete sense. That means Avram Avinu at this point had total and absolute confidence in a Kadosh Baruch Hu that that bris between him and a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu, that there would be a nation representing Kadosh Baruch Hu and the center of that nation, the land of that nation, the Eretz Yisrael, and would come through Sarimenu. He accepted that. And that was fact. That became fact. But he said something else. Says Rashi. And what's chutz? So what is Avram Avinu saying? Ein hachanami. Physical causation, physical restraints, have nothing to do with anything. But in order for a bris to be fulfilled, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving us a matnas chino. It means we have to deserve it. And what's this? What do I have to do to deserve it? What do my descendants have to do? And he tells him about the avodas hakarbonos and service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he tells him about the galus and the like. Yodoa teida. He said, but the fact that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, that's not a free ride. Klal Yisrael are going to have to work hard to deserve it. And they're going to have to go through all the tzaras they need to deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us that he's going to give us all the opportunities to deserve it. But we have to deserve it. Okay, now. Then, Yavron ben Tishim Rishon of Atesh Rishonim. Now there's the bris Mila. It's a whole different bris. This bris has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with the Kedusha of each individual Jew. They're different brisim. And Vayomer Elokim al Avram, Sorai Yishtecha lo Sikri Shmal Sorai. V'gam Nasati Mimenu Loch Pein V'Verachti Yavoyis Al Goyim You're going to have a son. Previously, he was afraid that Eliezer would. And then he said, you're going to have a son. Now he's telling him something else. That Messiah, as I said, is going to continue Avram Avinu and Sarah. Parsha, that's last week's parsha. Now, after Bris Mila, see, Avram Avinu, before he could deserve to have a son Yitzchak, had to move up Madrega by Madrega, and at Bris Mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, His Halech Lefanei Ve'Yesomim. Now, Avram Avinu has built himself up that he can have a son Yitzchak. But two things happen simultaneously. Avram Avinu, the third day of Mila, in pain. But an Ish Chesed has to do Chesed. So much part of his being that he's used to taking care of people and helping. Kodesh Baruch Hu in his Chesed said, no, I'm not going to bother him. And he brought out a blazing sun and no one's walking around. But Avram Avinu standing, Kachom Ayom, in the middle of a blazing sun, waiting for someone to come. The Metzias the Chesed. But Avram Avinu, his Salach Lefonu Ve'Hei Yitomim, Metzias the Chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, now in exactly a year from today, you will have a son. Not sometime in the future, you will have a son a year from today. And then we have the flip side. There are certain societies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not tolerate their existence. Will not tolerate their existence. They may exist for a while, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't. We had Dora Mabel. We had Dora Flugger, which is different, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this society I'm not going to let exist. What about a society that's built on the antithesis of everything I've ever heard was anti-chesed? Selfishness, and that was the culture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, such a society I will not allow to exist. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, very simple, that he manages every society in the world. Whether it's in Tibet, whether it's in Africa, whether in South America, he's managing it. Rewarding and punishing that society. And Sodom gets destroyed. Now, in the destruction of Sodom, there are two people. It's very important always to see what's happening. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the schus of Avram Avinu, he saves Lot. Now Lot at this point, after seeing anything and everything that has happened by that decision he originally made to go to Sodom, so what happens? He can join Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu will take him. That means living your life in a certain madrega. Baruch Hu saved him. Baruch Hu showed him Din HaCheshbon. Baruch Hu, he's emerging. He went there a rich man to get richer. He's emerging absolutely penniless with two daughters. He has an option. Go off to Avram Avinu. No. Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the option. I'm giving you the opportunity. Baruch Hu gives us opportunities. But it's up to us to follow through on those opportunities. And then a very fateful decision happens to Lot. He says no. And Vahi b'shachis Elokim esorei hakikor, Vayizkor Elokim es Avram, Vayishalach es Lot mitoch hafeich, Vayah Lot mitzoa, Vayeshiv b'hor. He says. And then the whole story happens. Man lives in a His life turns into a total bazillion. Why? Because Baruch Hu says, I'm going to let you get back to the top. Everything that you wanted when you separated from Avraham Avinu is gone. But being with Avraham Avinu is going to make its demands. Lot refuses that to live on that level, and his life ends in a bazillion. Now, Yitzchak is born. Story. And now, I have to understand a very, very serious story happening. Avraham Avinu has a son called Yishmael. That means a lot to him. It's his son. Now, somehow the son's not providing not growing up with the environment. Somebody else, every opportunity to live a life in a certain madrega. But it's a world of free choice. B'chira chofshis. And gets thrown out. What happened? We've had all the problems between Avimelech and Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu is a man who Elokim Imcho. Certain people radiate their ego. If I achieve something, I accomplish something, it's my ego. Other people, I'm a kabbal what they get in this world as a matnas elokim. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu never looked at anything in terms of his own achievements. And he radiated the fact that whatever happens to me, as a matnas elokim. At the beginning, people find it difficult to accept. But then, after a while, Avimelech says, you know, his life is just different. His success doesn't make sense. Except if, in a chanami, he's right. Okay. Then, now I have the story of the Akedah. What is the Akedah? This is when Avraham Avinu gets pushed to make the ultimate decisions in his life. Every one of us has tremendous kochos hanefesh. We have to be willing to use them for the right purpose. Everyone is given brachas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to be willing to use them for the right purpose. Lot is always squandering everything that's given to him. He comes back from Mitzrayim with incredible wealth. And where does he end up? Can't live the life on the madrega of Avraham Avinu. And he is, but life sometimes is very stark contrasts. It's stark contrast between an Avraham Avinu and a Sodom. And Lot says, I can still be myself, Lot, Sodom, but there's a lot of money there. And that's where I'm going. And after he sees the absolute destruction of that, what happens? He can't bring himself to go back to Avraham Avinu. He can't, because no, he has the opportunity. But you have to translate all those opportunities into a lamais. And he ends up in a life, a disgraced life. Then we have a story of Avimelech. Avimelech says, Avraham Avinu keeps living his life in a certain madrega until finally people realize that living that life on that madriga has this positive consequence, very positive consequence. And because he radiates that, he expresses that. Avraham Avinu is translating all his beliefs into a lamais. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let people off the hook so easily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, pushes us, each individual in his own individual manner, to take his potential and make it real. But it's up to his Bechira Chofshes to do it. And what's the ultimate thing that Avraham Avinu has? The ultimate thing that Avraham Avinu has at this point is Bincho, is Yechidcho, Asher Ahavta, is Yitzchok. Are you absolutely committed to your Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As the be-all and the end-all of your life, do you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of all value and you have absolute Hachnot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's only one way you're going to prove it. It's not a question proving it or not proving it. The only way you have to act it out to make it real in your life, and that's it. It's Bincha, his son, more than that. Who is Yitzchok Avinu? Avraham Avinu at this point is 137 years old. After 100 years, he finally has his son Yitzchok. And Yitzchok is the realization, that 37 is the realization of everything Avraham Avinu has dreamed of. And Avraham Avinu is worried. He back in Brisbane, he says, is there a hemshech? Is there a continuity? Well, I made a bris that this land and there's going to be a people and everything. But it's there right in front of him. It's there right in front of him. Yeah, it's happening. I have a Yitzchok, and he's going to be the one to do it. And Avraham Avinu is all told, Adkan. Avraham Avinu, as Bincha Shechit, no more Yitzchok, and you're never going to have another son, and that's it. What about the original bris? What about the promises? Makes no sense. But all the way back, in the bris made up Sarim, it also didn't make sense. Hey, man, Hashem, I accept the Kodesh Baruch, I accept the Kodesh Baruch. But what is Avraham Avinu saying? What is he's saying, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, but there's not going to be a Jewish people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Jewish people, there'll be a Jewish people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a Jewish people, there won't be Jewish people. That's it. Not such an easy decision. Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu? Very interesting promises, unbelievable Ramban. But what's new here that the Ramban asks a simple question? What's new here that hasn't been promised to Avraham Avinu before? Do you know what the Ramban says? That there will always be a Jewish people. You know what's happening here? Why is this Mita Keneged Mita? You know why it's Mita Keneged Mita? Because for Avraham Avinu, he stood 37, 25, 61 years before at a Brisbane Absarim, or 67 years, however long ago it was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there will be a Jewish people. And he kept wondering, I'll spend my life with a certain ideal. Is there a continuity to it? Or it's just a dead end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, there's a continuity. You're going to found a nation. And it's going to be through your son. So he spent all those years building everything he did. There's a continuity to the future. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and says, too bad, Avraham. Scratch the past 50, 60 years of your life. No continuity. It's all on. It's all finished. It's gone. Now here, Avraham Avinu is put to a serious test. Has he been doing it because sincere hachnot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. But after all, every human being is just a human being. There's a lot of ego involved. Lord, I spent 60 years doing this. What's been 60 years of my life? Wait a second. Are you doing it because of your avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or you're doing it because your ego, your achievement, your accomplishment? Big difference. So Avraham Avinu says, no, if you're doing it because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I thought. I changed my mind. Goodbye. It's all finished. It's all over. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jewish people of the world, so Avraham Avinu is willing to accept that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you're willing to accept the fact that the existence of the Jewish people is because they are mamshich, the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want. It's not your ego, it's not this, it's not that, it's your sincere avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will always be a Jewish people. What is being put forward here is there's another medrash. The medrash says, you know, Avraham Avinu is standing there. So what does the pasuk say in Vayera? Ki yadatif. The minor sheyetzav is bonav beisa achro lishmo derechos and lasot stoko mishpa. What is the message Avraham Avinu has been preaching to the world? There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Derech Hashem, it's Tztoka, Mishpat, Chesed, Nemes. Justice and Chesed. Okay. So he's standing there, Hara Maria, and wait a second. What's going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow he's going to go back to all his friends, and they say, well, what'd you do yesterday? Oh, I happened to shech my son Yitzchak. Oh, really? Why'd you do that? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Wait a second. You were telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tztoka u'mishpat and Chesed and Rachman. He can't face anybody. What's he going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Avraham Avinu. Is it sincere avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is there ego? This? There's a lot of human factors involved. Or is it absolute hachna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Avraham Avinu was pushed in the most incredible way. Most incredible way. To say, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely. Whatever I've been doing for however many years Avraham Avinu has been doing, 100-something years, has been serving him and accepting Malchus Shemayim. So there is no ego. There's no pride. There's nothing about serious avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. Al tishach yod chalana avatasu umum umu. Now here, there's an unbelievable medrash. Al tishach yod chalana. So Avraham Avinu has psyched himself up at that point. I'm going to do it. 3 days. Now, as the medrash says, everyone knows that whether Avraham Avinu is in Chevron or in Beersheba, it doesn't take from Chevron to Yerushalayim 3 days on the donkey. You can walk it in a few hours. So it tells the story, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him, he wanted him, think it over, I'm giving you every opportunity, you can twist your mind back and forth. You have to do it with an absolute rutz. After 3 days, fine. Absolute rotzen, absolute commitment. He's psyched up to do it. Then he's there. Yitzchok's tied up on the mizbeach. He has the macheles, the knife. Ba'al teshechtem. Allah says, "Al tishach yod chalana. Don't touch him." But the malach says something. "Al tashlomo." What does that mean? I'm so psyched up to do something. Let me do something. One drop of blood. Taslim, or don't do anything. Absolute hachnah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your own personal feelings, your own personal, whatever motivations, whatever, forget. Hachnah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the willingness to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zal Tishchach, Val Taslim, when you do nothing, you're psyched up, too bad. And then, that's the story. Avraham Avinu, willingness from the Bris Mei Nebzarim, willingness all along to understand that the be-all and the end-all of life is Hachnoach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is it. There's nothing else. There will be a Jewish people, there won't be a Jewish people. Of course there'll be a Jewish people. I wanted a Jewish people. But there'll be a Jewish people because you're willing to accept the fact that Jewish people is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Jewish people there, not the fulfillment of all of your personal goals and personal energy. And since you're willing to give up on the Jewish people, I'm guaranteeing you there will be a Jewish people. Now, Yoshev Avraham Norov. The Medrash says, Yitzchok Eichon Hoyso. And where is Yitzchok? Tells us he went to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. Why? Yitzchok had a different Nesai. Avraham Avinu heard it Tzivu direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok heard it from his father. Yitzchok Avinu was there on the Mizbeach, willing to be shechted by his father because his father told him he had a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different sign. He's not a little boy. He's 37 years old. He's an adult man. Full adult. He can say goodbye to my father. You're crazy. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a tzivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to me. Now give me the tzivui. No, no, no. Because tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, that's enough. I don't need anything more. Now, it's unbelievable, Madrega, to be on a Mizbeach as an Ola Lifnei Hashem. And we learn many, many halachas of in Hakravas Korbanos from the story. He had the din of an Ola Tamimo. Yitzchak, in order to solidify everything that he experienced, go to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev. What's the Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev? Avraham had a Yeshiva. Shem Ve'ev had a Yeshiva. No. Very, very different place. Avraham had an open house. He's busy with a choir of people teaching about a Kodesh Baruch. Shem Ve'ev was in Beersheba, a little cloistered group of people sitting and working their individual Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. That's where Yitzchak Avinu went to solidify his growth. Yaakov Avinu, before he went off to Lava, what did he do to solidify his growth? Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev. Sometimes you have people like Avraham Avinu. Rambam talks at length in Mor Nevucha. Avraham Avinu was able to exist on his madrega, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and function in the world totally. Therefore, yes, he can go back to where he was and still on his madrega. Yitzchak hadn't quite got that. He gets there later on. But he has to solidify that madrega. Goes isolation in a little corner in Beersheba, Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev. And then we finish with an interesting story. Walking home from shul, I said, I understand why we read the Akedah. Whole story, But why you have five aliyahs, 19 psukim? Why is it that we have to finish off all this story?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, I was walking home from shul. And he said, you know, just look at the contrast, he said. Avraham Avinu was dying for family to continue the Masorah. He finally had a son. Wait a second. And then, this Yolda Milka Gamhi Bonim Lenocher Achich, then there's Nocher. He has this one, he has this one, he has this one, he has this one. It doesn't stop. He says, it's very simple. If you're an Avraham Avinu and you're out to build a family, and you're out to build a nation that's going to carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in a sort of litter of puppies running around. Okay? No, that's not right. He's going to make you deserve it. He's going to make you work for it, make you think you're going to lose it, and then give you that son who's going to do it. Your brother, he's not doing anything. He's not building anything. He's not going anywhere. He has children here, his children there, children here. Has a pilegish, has a this, everything. He's going nowhere. Because your brother's not putting him through a process of building Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building Klal Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu has to grow to the challenge, so he goes every step. It's hachno to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Every step. It's hachno to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. To prove that if you're going to carry that message to the world, you have to live that in 100% manner without one mashu deviation. That's the only way you can communicate that message to the world. And then, next week's parsha is the next step in building Klal Yisrael. The whole story is of different people responding different situations. And by showing us how people respond to a situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes people to make decisions. And sometimes people make certain decisions. And at the time, they may think it's the right decision. But in the end of the day, in Avraham Avinu, and that's what Klal Yisrael is, the decisions that accept Achno gemura to the rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are the practical ones, even though they look like crazy. And the ones when people have all these practical considerations, they end up like Lot did in total busyness. If you're a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodosh, Kodesh Baruch Hu selected you to carry his message to the world, then he demands of us of certain sincerity and an honesty and the willingness to live our lives according to those ideals. And that's the story of Parshas Vayera and Parshas Lech. There are many, many aspects of it. It's very important to understand the balance between Lot and Avraham Avinu, how they made their decisions. At the end of the day, Avraham Avinu wins because his absolute honesty and sincerity. He's living his ideals. In the end, that's what makes the difference.